Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Everybody, thank you so much for joining me. So, greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Ron Kelly Show online at blogtalkradio.com and across the country on various radio stations. First and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for sparing me and all of you another week to come back and do this thing, do my thing all over again. Once again, it's November 19th, 2020. And boy, the weather honeymoon was over as the temperatures like plummeted in the last couple of days. It reminded us that after all, it is November. But the 60s are coming back tomorrow and Saturday, I believe, is going to be really nice. So we're going to get a couple of more nice days before it's just about all over. Shout out to Ronald McCready, who's watching the program. Thank you, my brother, for joining me today. I appreciate you. So we get a couple of nice days coming up. Not exactly motorcycle days. Not for me, anyway. It's got to be 90 degrees before I pull my bike out. But anyway, we're going to get a couple of good days of weather, so we'll all look forward to that. All right, shout out to President Obama. Shout out to Kay doing her yoga. Hey, boo, how you doing? Shout out to President Obama. Well, President Obama's book just came out, sold almost 900,000 copies in the first 24 hours. So shout out to President Obama, who wasn't exactly my favorite, but 900,000 copies in the first 24 hours after it went on sale. So congrats to the former president, who is still the most popular Democrat in the country after 4 years after he left office. Now, in the midst of all the Trump nonsense, another police shooting, this time two young black men, took place in Florida a couple of days ago. Didn't get any press at all for some reason, I guess because of the Trump nonsense or whatever is going on. But these two young black men, young black men, the video is out, and I'm going to tell you about this in a few minutes, because we can't get lost in the Trump world and not remember that our people are still getting shot. And Trump is on his way out, and it's still going on anyway. In the midst of the Trump nonsense, I'll tell you about the police shooting of two young black men in Florida. And I'll tell you, that's going to be coming up. I'll also tell you about changes the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, wants to make to the Stand Your Ground law, which puts us, and I mean us, in the crosshairs of every trigger-happy so-called patriot. So, you know, I'll be coming up with that. Just my computer's acting crazy. We'll come up with that in just a few minutes. So welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining me. Shout out to Michael Olive. Shout out to Michael Olive from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who took me to task last week, went on my Facebook page, and told me that I take too long to get to the point. You know what? Sometimes I do take too long to get to the point. I agree with you, Michael. But so I didn't get angry about that, because you have to hear me in order to make a comment, whether it's good or bad. So I appreciate that, Michael Olive. Not mad at you, brother. From Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Said I take too long to get to the point. Okay, thanks for your comment. And also to Morris Chastain, I think that's how it said, Morris Chastain, who's a Trump supporter from Lockhart, Texas, who watched the video last week, the Ron Kelly Show video that I posted on my Facebook. Oh, come on. Would you stop? That I posted on my Facebook page, the Ron Kelly Show. And Morris Chastain even shared, he's an ardent Trump supporter, has Trump flags all over his Trump flags all over his page, and he's a Trump supporter. He didn't say anything bad. From Lockhart, Texas, watched the program and even shared it. Thanks, Morris. Which Trump won overwhelmingly. Biden didn't even have a chance. Thanks, Morris. I appreciate you for sharing the Ron Kelly show. Shout out to Dana Lee Thurman. Dana Lee Thurman. I think I'm saying that right. Dana Lee Thurman, who's watching the program. I appreciate you guys' indulgence. And so somebody said to me, you know, people are not going to stay there for a whole hour. And you know what? I get it. I don't stay places for a whole hour neither. So if somebody comes in, checks in, make their presence known, and they check out, you know, I can understand that. People have things to do, you know. I mean, I do appreciate the folks who do stay for the whole program, quite a few of them. But I understand that, you know, I don't, you know, you can't be in this business and have a, you can't be in the entertainment business, radio, television, whatever, and have a have thin skin, because you're not going to make it, not in this business. So anyway, so thank you, Dana Lee Thurman, Kay doing her York, Ronald McCready, who's so far watching the program. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And so the Trump nonsense goes on. Rudy Giuliani, the chief clown, is going across the country with the frivolous lawsuits that are getting thrown out left and right. And so far, nothing has stuck. But, you know, I'm kind of leery about Trump, because you never know, he might have a rabbit in up his sleeve or a rabbit in his hat. So I won't be satisfied. I'm going to be my spider senses are going to be tingling until Joe Biden actually takes the oath of office. Then I'll relax. But right now, with Trump and Giuliani and Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and all of these white folks, well, I don't mean to say white folks, but all these people, you don't know what kind of hat, what kind of rabbit they're going to pull out of their hat. So I'm not relaxing just yet. But Rudy Giuliani is running around, going around trying to get votes thrown out. And see, the funny thing about this, well, it's not funny, but you know what sticks out to me about all of this is that the places they're going, the places where mostly black folks voted. You know, and I'm not saying it's a racist thing or anything like that. You can draw your own conclusion. But the places where Rudy Giuliani is going, or places where Donald Trump is sending him, are places where mostly black folks live. Now, for example, they've been trying to, you know, shout out to Victor McLean, my brother, 45 and Rudy. Yeah, yes, they are, brother. Yes, they are. You're going to do my wedding. I'm picking you, Victor McLean. When I get married, brother, when I get ready to get married, if somebody wants to put up with me for the rest of their life, you know, I'm going to call you. I want you to put my, I want you to officiate in my next wedding. Next wedding. Wow, because I've been married twice already. You know, so I should be an expert by now, right? So the third time should be a charm. Anyway, shout out to you, Victor McLean. Love you, my brother. Okay, so the places where Rudy Giuliani is going is in mostly places where mostly black and minority folks have voted. Now, I don't know if any of you, a lot of y'all are not paying attention to this. I do, so I can have my ish together when I come on the radio and talk to you guys about this stuff. Now, Wayne County, now what happened last night was Wayne County, which includes the city of Detroit, is like 78% black. So in Wayne County, after all the votes are tabulated in this particular area that encompasses Detroit, there's two Republicans and two Democrats that make up the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. Now, you need a scorecard to keep up with all of this, because all of the counties have different rules for the elections. So you have four people, two Democrats, two Republicans, who make up the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. Now, these four people, after the votes are tabulated and we find out who the winner is, to make the vote official, it has to be verified or whatever by the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. Now, so last night, after all the votes were tabulated and we know who won, blah, 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 the two Republicans said no. They said no. They said, we're not going to verify this election, not in Detroit. What they said was, we'll verify any election except for Detroit. This is what the Republicans said. So once Trump heard about it, you know, he went on his Twitter rant and said, oh, they're patriots, oh, good people, oh, I'm happy. But after the uproar that was caused by this by their refusal to verify the vote, they eventually went along with the other two. So what happened was, eventually they voted 4-0 to verify the vote in Detroit. So these are the places where Donald Trump is sending his people, places where mostly black folks go. Because you know what? Because the idea is that black folks, you know, the rumor or the misnomer or whatever you want to call it, is that you have a better chance of challenging black folks because black folks don't have their ID. This is what Trump and his cronies think about black folks. You got a better chance of getting black folks' votes thrown out because black folks, they don't have the proper ID. They make mistakes they're more than likely to make a mistake on the ballot. So you have your best chance of getting rid of votes by going into the black communities or places where overwhelming amount of black folks voted. And also because black folks overwhelmingly voted for Biden. Now, there was a few strays, a few cuckoos, a few strays who voted for Trump. But that's to be expected, because like I always say in my radio show, every chance I get, you always can find a few black people that are going to cross the tracks when the train is coming. So, so what happened was, Wayne County Board of Canvassers did go ahead and verify that vote. So Michigan is in the bag for Joe Biden, but they're still running around. Giuliani was in Philadelphia, I think it was yesterday or today. Now he's going to Philadelphia, mostly black. And the same premise, the thinking is that because black folks are more likely to have made a mistake, more likely to have done something wrong, more likely to have not have the proper ID, whose ballot is more susceptible to getting thrown out than anybody else's ballot. That's what it was. So they're going around and they're attacking black folks, going into black neighborhoods, because you have the best chance of throwing, they feel like they have the best chance of getting the votes thrown out if they go into minority neighborhoods. So far, no good. You know, swing and a miss, like 20-something lawsuits have already gotten thrown out. And, you know, the count is still going. But when I come back from break, you know, besides telling you about what's going on in Florida and the police killing of two young black men, I'm going to bring that to you right after the break. But, you know, that, and also I'm going to tell you what the whole idea is what Trump's angle is. I'm going to tell you what Trump's angle is with this whole thing. It's the biggest con job you ever seen in your life. We'll take a break and we'll come back with all of that in just a minute here on the Ron Kelly Show. So we'll be back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Lamont Gates, whose big news tonight on the streets is the versus battle. I don't even know what the versus battle is, Lamont Gates, to tell you the truth. I know it's something about some rappers or something that be going at each other. You know, I've never seen it. You know, I've heard about it, but I've never seen it. So shout out to whoever's going to be on versus tonight. Y'all check it out, according to Lamont Gates. Who's watching the program right now. Anyway, everybody, welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. On the web, it's on blogtalkradio.com and various radio stations across the United States of America, mostly where nobody lives, so we're working. A radio station is a radio station. We're working on that, everybody, and I'm grateful. Okay, I don't want to sound like I'm not grateful. Anyway, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. So, yes. So, now, in the midst of the Trump nonsense and all that's going on, there's been another killing, police killing, the Brevard County Sheriff's Office in Florida released dash cam footage, and the officer-involved shooting that resulted in the deaths of 16-year-old A.J. Crooms. Let me say that again. 16-year-old A.J. Crooms and 18-year-old Sincere Pierce, both two very young black men. Now, the teens were fatally shot last Friday morning when two deputies were attempting to conduct a follow-up investigation of what they believe was a possibly stolen car. Now, that shooting was the fifth officer-involved shooting in Brevard County this year that resulted in death. So this is the fifth officer-involved shooting in Brevard County that resulted in somebody's death. Now, the two deputies involved, Jafet Santiago Miranda, and I'm going to speak on that about the Hispanic. I'm going to speak on that about the friction and the angst between black folks and Hispanics. I'm going to get to that a little bit later on in the program. So, Jafet Santiago Miranda and Carson Hendren were the two police officers who were placed on administrative leave, which means they get paid while during the investigation. It takes 6 months, it takes a year. I'll stay overworked and get paid. Put me on administrative leave. The sheriff, Wayne Abbey, who I believe is black, said, "I ask you to keep the family of the two young men in your thoughts and prayers, and also our deputies, really, as an incident of this magnitude impacts everyone, including our entire community." Now, you can see, now I'm going to stay on this. So I'm not going to let these things go. Now you can see in the video, matter of fact, if you're a Twitter head like I am, you can see the video. You can see the dash cam video of what happened. And you know, there was no need, because you're not even supposed to shoot into a moving car. You know, Florida's laws may be different, from what I know in New Jersey, you're not supposed to shoot into a moving car. Now, the car, if you can see the video, you can draw your own conclusion. If you look up Ben Crump, because they hired Ben Crump. Ben Crump is a hitman for dead black people who've been killed by the police. It's Ben Crump is usually the one. So, yeah, so they hired Ben Crump. So you can see this. Oh, go on Facebook and pull it up. Brevard County police shooting. Brevard County, B-R-E-V-A-R-D. And this was wrong. I mean, come on now. It was. They weren't even speeding. Just look at the video. You can look at the video and see for yourself what happened with this Brevard County shooting. A 16-year-old and an 18-year-old. 16 and 18. And the way they shot in that car, it was just totally ridiculous. The car was, they pulled up on the car. The car backed out of the driveway. And then when they pulled up on the car and they told the guy to stop, he did stop. And then he started to drive away. He wasn't driving at the officers. He was driving away normally like me or you or anybody else would drive away. You know, he wasn't speeding. He wasn't, the car wasn't a threat to either one of these officers. And they just emptied out into the car. So Angelo Crooms and Cynthia Pierce are dead. 116, 118 are dead. And again, this is the fifth time that this has happened in Brevard County this year. The fifth time. So, you know, here we go. Here we go. Now, so we're going to see. And see, and this is why, you know, we really have to hold Biden's feet to the fire. Biden and Kamala Harris. You know, because this kind of stuff has got to stop. Because there was no reason for them to kill. They should have let him go. There was no reason to kill him. You should have let him go. That was totally uncalled for. You see, now I have a part-time job. I'm an armed security officer. And see, but I know I can't shoot nobody. I know every I has to be dotted and every T has to be crossed if I shoot somebody. Because if I shoot somebody and they can't find a gun, I'll be going to prison. And I know I'm going to be going to prison. And see, and that's the difference between armed security officers and the police. Because the police, they go on administrative leave. They get paid the whole time. If the investigation lasts 6 months, a year, 2 years, whatever the case may be, they stay home and they get paid. Now, yeah, all right, yeah, you have the you know, you got to live with the fact that you killed somebody. Yeah, true indeed. But, you know, like I said, I know if I shoot somebody, if I unholster my gun and shoot somebody, I better have probable cause. No doubt about it. So this is the problem. You know, with these police officers, 99 times out of 100, they get off after they shoot somebody. You see, this is something that Biden had said he would help do something about. So we're hoping that, you know, Biden and Kamala Harris, once they get in, if Trump gets out of the way, once they get in, they can make it happen. Because, you know, this is ridiculous. A 16-year-old kid and an 18-year-old, both killed. They shooting in the car. There was no reason for them to shoot in that car. They should have let him go. They should have let him go. There was no reason for that. Now let me shoot in a car. I'll be doing my show from Rahway State Prison if I shoot somebody. And I know I'm going to jail if I shoot somebody. You know, I know I can't shoot them in the back. I know I got to let them get away if they try to get away. I know what the protocols are for me when I pull my weapon. I know exactly what the situation has to be. So, but the police, they get protected and all of this stuff, they get surrounded, the union puts their arms around them, and this is what happens. So, you know, hopefully, you know, Kamala Harris and Biden, I know it's a stretch that they're going to do anything. I know it's a stretch, but we'll see. We will see. Okay, so peace be upon 16-year-old A.J. Crooms. And 16-year-old A.J. Crooms and 18-year-old Cynthia Pierce, the two young black men killed by the Brevard County Sheriff's Department. And you can probably see the footage. You just pull it up on Google it And you can see the dash cam footage of how they killed these two young men. It was totally unnecessary. Even the car was stolen, no matter what the case may have been, it was not necessary for them to shoot in that car. Okay. Michael says I take too long to say stuff, so I'm going to get off of that. Michael Olive from Milwaukee, Wisconsin says I take too long to say stuff, so I'm going to get off of that. Now, but I'm not going to leave Florida just yet. Now, the second thing I wanted to talk about, besides the death of those two young men, was there's nobody in here, but no, I don't have COVID, been tested already. So the other thing too is the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who beat out, I forget his name, who they found in a hotel with the dudes. And meth and whatever. And I guess it's a good thing he didn't win. So Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is trying to change the law, right? He's trying to change the law. So, he's trying to enhance the stand your ground law. He's trying to enhance it. He's trying to make the stand your ground law go where if somebody's looting your property, let's say there's a shooting down there and people start rioting and looting. He wants to change the law to make it legal to kill somebody who's looting your property. Trying to make it legal for the property owner to kill whoever they find in their store. And it's perfectly legal. Now, you know who's more like, white folks do loot too, but you know who's more likely going to be out there looting. So Ron DeSantis is changing the law in Florida. So the Stand Your Ground law will cover people whose stores or property is being looted or their property is being damaged. And we know what that's about. We know what that's about. You know, that's about a certain people. We know what that's about. So you go to Florida, don't loot, because you might get killed by the person who owns that store. All right, everybody, it's halfway through, 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. That's hot. And you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Lamont Gates never did tell me who was going to be on the big news tonight on the versus battle at night. Probably not on right now, but Lamont Gates never told me who was going to be on there. So the Trump nonsense continues, and poor Joe Biden can't get any help from the General Services Administration. I'll tell you all about that when I come back from break. So I'll be back in just a second with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio.
ronkellyshow.com. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Take a
do
the shortbread, touching up bar. How many cheeks? Take a do the shortbread, touching up bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
That's right. Good advice. Don't get it twisted. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. 27 minutes before the hour You know, some days I want to stay on radio just all night long, and some days I can't wait to get off. I'm not going to tell you which day it is. But anyway, welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. On the web, it's on Blog Talk Radio. It's restfully all across the fruited plain of the United States of America. You know, I say a lot of things on Facebook. See, I say the stuff that nobody else wants to say, you know. Because I have one personality. I don't have a Facebook personality where I'm nice and, you know, and magnanimous and, you know, and I'm such a great guy and did behind the scenes. I'm a dog. I got one personality. I'm a dog all the time. No, I have one personality. When I say things on Facebook, you know, people kind of raise their eyebrows and, you know, but the thing with me, I say the stuff that nobody else wants to say. I say the things that nobody else wants to say. Like Kamala Harris, for example. Now, you can't tell me some of y'all went out there are mad because she has a white Jewish husband. You can't tell me that some of y'all feathers are not ruffled. Maybe not to the point where it bothers you or you're blown away about it, but you can't tell me that some of y'all are not somewhat disturbed by, Kamala Harris' husband. Mr. Doug Emhoff is a white Jewish man. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. You know, but there's a lot of us who have issues with white women marrying black men and black women marrying white men. You know, there's a lot of us out there who have an issue with it. Now, we might not say nothing. We might not make any comments. We might not put it on our Facebook page. But deep down inside, there's a lot of us, and I mean there's probably a lot, an overwhelming amount of black folk who kind of rub the wrong way, maybe not to the point where they want to go out and start a riot. But there are black folks, I'm sure, 100% sure, that are rubbed the wrong way when they maybe be strolling down the street and they see a black girl, black woman with a white man or a white woman with a black man. That's been an issue for years, you know. That's been an issue for years where black folks kind of turn their nose up when they see a mixed race couple. So that's been going on for years and years. So, you know, it's not everybody's accepted. You know, just like same-sex marriage. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on right now that I'm not, you know, particularly in favor of. But, abortion and some of the other things that go on in the United States of America with all these freedoms, LGBTQs, and, you know, and all this other stuff. You know, that I don't necessarily agree. But, you know, I am in abortion. You know, I'm not in agreement with abortion. You know, I'm against abortion. You know, I can tell you that straight up. I'm against abortion. But I'm for a woman's right to choose. Now, that might sound a little crazy. Like, how can you not be for abortion? How could you be against abortion but for a woman's right to choose? It's very easy. You know, it's very easy. So yeah, I am against abortion. You know, when I hear like two guys living together and stuff, I just kind of be like, you know, but that's their right. That's their right. So, you know, because I'm not in favor of abortion, never have been, but I believe in a woman's right to choose. Now, see what happens if there are no abortions? There'll be thousands, hundreds of thousands of babies running around here, no daddy. You know, all of these babies running. And see, there's already hundreds of thousands of kids in the foster care system as it is. Hundreds of thousands of kids in the foster care system in the United States of America already. So the fear when the recent Amy Coney Barrett, the fear was that they would kill Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade is the case, that was brought before the Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade, that resulted in abortion becoming legal. Now, there were folks who were, you know, during the Amy Coney Barrett, even if you weren't interested, you know, you could hear them talking about abortion and thinking that abortion, because conservatives and Republicans do not, are totally against abortion, and they're against the right to choose, for a woman to choose, many of them. So that's the story with that. And so that's why they were so afraid. But I said, me, you know, there's a lot of stuff to go on in this country that I don't like. There's a lot of interpersonal relationships and stuff that goes on in America that I'm not in favor of a person's right to choose. So if a man chooses to marry a man, that's their right. If a woman chooses to marry a woman, that's their right, and so on and so forth. If you want to have an abortion, that's your right to have it. So I just throw myself in there a little bit. Anyway, everybody, it's 21 minutes to 40 hours. There's going to be some football on tonight, I imagine. Maybe a little bit later on. My computer is like, I hate this computer. Because these things keep popping up on it. Anyway, so we still got poor Joe Biden, can't get any support. Because, you know, even when, you know, because you look back to Joe Biden and Trump and the nonsense, when Trump won 4 years ago, it's hard to believe it was 4 years ago. It seems longer. So when Trump won 4 years ago, a couple of days after, and I'll tell you why this is all so crazy. A couple of days after Trump won, Barack Obama invited Trump to the White House, Trump and Melania. A couple of days after Trump won. So they, all of this stuff is going on right now with this, you know, trying to get votes thrown out and all of this stuff. Because I'm going to tell you exactly why, and I promised you earlier that I would tell you why Trump is doing all this. I'm about to tell you what this is all about. So let me get back to it. So, you know, this whole thing with Trump, I mean, he knows he lost. Trump knows he lost. There's no getting around that. He know he lost. He knows he lost. Shout out to my people on Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and the other various stations, KCAA Radio in Loma Linda, California, and I can't think of the name of the station. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing. WWPR, there you go, 1490 AM, WWPR 1490 AM in Tampa Bay, KCAA Radio in Loma Linda, just outside of Los Angeles in California, where it's about 70-something degrees. We'd love to be there right now. So getting back to Trump now, this whole thing, Trump knows that he lost. This is the biggest con job ever perpetrated in the history of the United States of America. But Trump knows that he lost. He knows. He knows he lost. He knows that these lawsuits are not going anywhere. I'm sure that Giuliani and whoever he's dealing with has told, hey, look, you know, this isn't going to work. And now Trump knows. But see, Trump has enjoyed the safety of being the president of the United States of America. So as long as Trump is the president of the United States, he is immune from prosecution. Immune. So that means, well, you know what immune means, that nobody can't touch him. As soon as Trump, not only will he lose his Twitter protection, once 12/15 on January 20th, he's going to lose all his protections. And see, you already have people, prosecutors, chomping at the bit. Letitia James, the attorney general for the state of New York, is salivating at the chance to get at Trump. And also Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance is also waiting to get at Trump, along with another assorted bunch of people. You know, there's talk that he owes $400 million or more in outstanding debt that's got to be paid. So the reason why Trump has to keep fighting to keep the 70-something million, I think it was the 72 million people, he had to keep them engaged. So he keeps fighting. And you see all on the news and all over the place, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, where people are still pushing this crazy narrative that Biden cheated his way into the presidency. So, I mean, because I want to know how he got 79 million votes by cheating. That's what I want to know. And so this craziness with this conspiracy theory and the voting machines were tampered with, they came from Venezuela or they came from China or whatever, and all of this stuff, you know, this is all part of Trump's plan to keep the 70-something million, I think it was 72 million who voted for Trump, those 72 million people are still out there fighting for him. Because out of all the people, they took a survey, and I'm not sure how accurate it is, but 32% of the Trump supporters, 32%, that's a lot of people out of 70-something million. 32% said that they believe that something went on with that there was cheating, that Biden cheated his way into the White House, which is utterly ridiculous. So the reason why Trump is putting these frivolous lawsuits is this costs nothing to file a lawsuit. They don't call you, pay a filing fee, and that's it. It doesn't really cost anything. But the reason why Trump, because he knows he lost, and he knows he's not going to be president again. The reason why he is filing these frivolous lawsuits is to keep his people engaged. So he's keeping his people engaged. He's keeping his following engaged. So as long as he keeps fighting, these people who don't really know which end is up are going to keep fighting with him. So then comes the money. Now, you know, he set up a couple of different situations where you can donate money. His legal defense fund, or his investigate the fraud, stop the steal, and all of this stuff. So he set up some organizations where people can donate money. So he's got to keep this fight up, and he's got to keep, because what happens if he stops fighting? Then the people just walk away. If Trump stops fighting, if Trump stops lying, the people are going to just walk away. So he has to keep his people engaged. He has to keep the suckers that are following him, he has to keep them engaged. So that's why Trump is filing these frivolous lawsuits. Because he knows they're going to get thrown out. And I'm sure somebody told him that they're going to get thrown out. And they have, each and every one of them. But he continues to try because he's got to keep his people engaged. All right, shout out to Michael Aller, who said I take too long to say things. So I'm keeping that in mind, Michael. I don't know if you're listening tonight or not, but I'm keeping that in mind. Like, don't take too long to say stuff. Because I do take too long to say stuff sometimes. I do. Guilty as charged. So, yeah, so that's the reason why. Because while Trump is filing these frivolous lawsuits, those people, those diehard Trump supporters, the 30% or the 40%, are sending him money. They're sending him money. So Trump is getting stimulus money from his supporters. You see, because Trump is going to need that money. When the rubber hits the road, when he leaves the White House, he's going to need that money. Because everybody and their mama is going to be jumping on Trump. So he's going to need that money. So he's collecting it from his people right now. So it's the biggest scam in the history of America. Keep filing the lawsuits. Keep fighting a battle you know you're going to lose to keep your followers engaged. And as long as you fight, they'll send money. As long as you fight, they'll send money. So as long as he fights, they'll send money. And now if you look at the fine print, if you read the fine print on the, when you donate money to Trump, it says that the money can go to pay off his campaign debt and other stuff. So, because that's the law. So if you go to donate money to Trump and you read the fine print, it tells you that you're being robbed. It tells you this money can and probably will go to pay off campaign debt and to other things, and whatever's left will go toward the Trump defense fund or whatever. So it's telling you you're a sucker. Now, if you still want to go with that, you can. So anyway, right, it's about 11 minutes before the hour, and you are listening to The Ron Kelly Show, live on the web on blogtalkradio.com and in various places across the country. Shout out to my people in Plainfield, New Jersey. Shout out to people all across the country. Boulder, Colorado, Memphis, Tennessee, Loma Linda, California, Tampa Bay, Florida. And shout out to my people in Plainfield, New Jersey, my new audience down there. Thank you, everybody, for your participation. Shout out to the trio of workmen, Castro and Andrews, who won the Board of Education, who won a Red Ron Kelly Show a couple of weeks ago. You know, if you want to win something, you got to come on the Ron Kelly Show. That's the only way you're going to win. and not really. But anyway, shout out to Jackie Workman, Joseph Lee Castro, and Eric Andrews, the trio, the Board of Education slate, who won the Plainfield, who won in the election for Plainfield Board of Education just recently. Shout out to them, and hopefully they'll do a good job. Okay, all right. I'll be back in 1 minute and to wrap this thing up. This is the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, the Ron Kelly Show.com.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
All right, we are back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Linda Lombroso is watching the program. Shout out to you, Linda Lombroso. Waiting on my show invite. I wonder what that means. Did I say something and forget to do it? Look at Linda. We'll talk after the show. Because I'm not 100% sure what he's talking about. Anyway, it's about 8 minutes left of the program. Bright Chair on the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to, congratulations to Elvis Durham, who was married recently. I can't think of his wife's name. I'm just so unprepared. Shout out to my boy Elvis Durham, Prince, call him the Prince of Paterson, New Jersey, who got married recently. I want to get my prices. I'm still lost. Okay, I'll hit you up on Facebook after the show, Linda, because I'm still not 100% sure what you're talking about. Anyway, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on Blog Talk Radio. On the web, it's on blogtalkradio.com. Yeah, so we got a lot going on. You know, don't forget to look up that clip. Those two kids should not have died. They should not have died. They should not have died. AJ Croom is only 16 years old and 18-year-old Sincere Pierce. All he did was drive away. That's what they did. They didn't point the car at nobody. They could have let him go. That's all they had to do. Let him. They did not have to empty out their guns into that car. They could have let him go. But these police officers, and I believe it, like I believe today is Thursday, a lot of them are straight up racist. A lot of them. A lot of these police officers a lot of these police officers are straight up dyed in the wool racist. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it. They are racist. Now, are these two racist? Can I say for 100% absolute certainty? No, I can't. But for them to empty out their guns in that car, to fire into that car, it was going slow like my grandmother was driving it. That's how slow it was going. Now, even if it was a stolen car, is that car that important that you had to take somebody's life? Really? Two people's lives. So look up the video, Brevard County, B-R-E-V-A-R-D, Brevard County Sheriff's Office. And the way they emptied their guns into that car didn't make no sense at all, because the car was not threatening neither one of them. Just sad. Breaks my heart to see stuff like that. Because those two kids, even if the car was stolen, all right, they're 16 and 18. They got a chance to get their lives together. They got a chance to, don't do it again. They still got a chance. These weren't hardened criminals. One was only 16. They should have stayed home that day. And shout out to Ron McCready, who says, not like they robbed the bank. Police say, yeah, they didn't. They believe the car was stolen. They still don't know for sure, or at least they haven't told any of us that the car was stolen. 16 and 18 dead over a car. And one of the police officers firing into the side window. The other one was firing into the windshield. So I'll just pray, man. You know, I have sons. I mean, you know, I can't even say what I would do if police could shoot my son. I can't even say what I would do. So I'm not going to say nothing. But I can't say what I would do. Like that, how they just, like they were shooting fish in a barrel. Just didn't make any sense at all. Didn't make any sense. God protect my son, because I'll tell you, I really don't know. Anyway, it's 4 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. So, yeah, we got a lot going on with the Trump stuff, you know, so hopefully it'll be over soon. But we got all the way until January. Wow, so we got to go through Thanksgiving with Trump, Christmas with Trump, New Year's with Trump, all this garbage. Yeah, shout out to Ron McCready, shoot the tires out. They didn't have to do that. Just let them go. Just let them go. It's a car. It can be replaced. Let them go. They didn't even have to do that. Let them go. Just let them go. That's all they had to do. They didn't have to kill them. Some of these cops are straight up racist. As they get tired of shooting their paper targets, they want to shoot real people. Didn't make no sense at all. Here we go again. Anyway, everybody, all right, we've got to break up out of here. I want to thank you all for listening. Linda Lombroso, I will talk to you offline on Facebook or whatever, Facebook Messenger. I will get you information. And I'll keep my promises. So we still got the Trump stuff going on. So pray for our country, y'all, because, it's crazy what's going on right now. But like I said, Trump is not trying to get votes around, because there's nothing he can do about that. What he's trying to do is to collect money. Okay, I just went off the air. I just went off. Trump is trying to collect money. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to collect money. Okay. All right, so I'm going to end my broadcast because my Facebook feed just went out. So for the people who are listening to me on the Ron Kelly Show on the radio, I want to thank you all for your loyalty, for listening to me every week. Shout out to Michael Olive, who chastised me about taking too long to say stuff. Shout out to Maurice Chastain, a true Trump supporter who shared my video. Thank you so much for doing that. All right, I'm going to end the show right here. Got about 2 minutes left, but I'm out. because this Facebook stuff is really disturbing. So anyway, I'm going to see you guys back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until everybody, remember that it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. You know, we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I think I'm done.